I think it was a, you know, it was a decent game because I think the crowd were on the edge of the seat wondering. I thought we restricted them to very few chances, and then we created the four or five chances ourselves, of which at least three were good ones. I thought Max going through in the first half when he's hit the bar. Then Max again, second half, Biami, great strike, and I've got to say, super save. Bailey's header from the free kick. And I think Tubbsy had a little chance as well. So we created some good chances. We restricted them to very little. And I thought overall, you know, and a lot of the people that are telling me, you know, said that we were the better side on the day. Doesn't count for a lot because we haven't gone through yet. But we've got to feel very proud of ourselves as a club. The way that we've conducted ourselves off the pitch as well this week and how the club have made this work today, it just shows what a fantastic club it is.
I was going to say, is that the overriding emotion, that pride in the effort that the players put in today in matching a team that two divisions higher, let's face it?
Yeah, and like I said, you know, nine times out of ten, especially at their place, Wimbledon, you know, are the better side and they're going to beat us. But I thought we matched them today. That's the magic of the FA Cup. But we have got to produce an upset now. We know that. We've gone from, you know, thinking we had a decent enough chance, 50-50 maybe, you know, down to a shorter percentage than that, but still a chance. And I think in life, you can take your chances.
Should Wimbledon have had a penalty?
I thought so live. Was interviewed by Jonathan Pearce for the match of the day, and he showed me clearly that it wasn't a penalty. Slowed it down as well. Hudson-Odoi's won the ball, and Fuller's gone over his leg. So great decision from the referee. But I must admit, live, heart was in the mouth.
You said just a moment ago that your chances maybe have reduced, but you've had a look at Wimbledon up close now. So you've got encouragement from that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're a better side at home, as most of us are. You know, they sort of demolished Port Vale 4-0 when I watched it. And, you know, they were very impressive against Millwall on Saturday. So I'm trying to be realistic about it as well. But we'll need a bit of luck as well on a night. And you never know. I mean, football's not a given. It's 11v11. You never know.
The fans were great today, weren't they? They really supported the team and the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, they turned up, obviously, in their numbers. I think we could have sold this two or three times over. The actual interest in the game was enormous. And what you're hoping is that people have enjoyed it enough to want to come back on a more regular basis. Our average gate's 1,600, which is good. It's got better. But wouldn't it be great if we could keep 500 of those and we get 2,000 every week? It'd be brilliant.
And very finally, you're in the draw on Monday. Wish list?
Southampton, as everyone knows, is the first one, being a massive Saints fan for the club. Man U, Liverpool, Arsenal, one of the big ones. Being realistic, we've got a big job to do first. And I'm aware of that. Of course, it'll be nice to be in the draw. I've never done it. And as I said, I think it's the players. The players have put in a massive shift today. And very proud of them. Very proud of them.